One of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's first actions of 2016 was to establish new rules for emergency homeless shelters. Under the order, shelters are now required to open their doors on nights at or below 32 degrees. The new rules are affecting programs in Saratoga Springs. On a recent cold February night, the Saratoga Springs Code Blue program was in full operation. Before the doors opened at 7, a crowd was already waiting outside. The shelter on Woodlawn Avenue at the local Salvation Army building has operated for the past 3 seasons. Cameron, who is homeless, said he worries during the day about where he'll stay at night.
Try to deal with the cold, you know, trying to stay warm. I stay up all night to stay warm. It's rough. It'll wear you down real quick.
At Code Blue, those who come in are offered a hot meal and a warm bed, no questions asked.
I mean, got me warm, got me fed, got me with toiletries and hot shower. I mean, it's really filled a necessary niche, you know what I mean?
Code Blue Saratoga depends on its team of volunteers. Jack Sullivan was helping check people in.
It's amazing the people that you see here and some of their stories and just the feeling of being able to help in some small way.
But Code Blue Saratoga, like other programs around the state, is facing challenges because of a new rule imposed by Governor Andrew Cuomo on January 3rd. Under the executive order, emergency shelters must open their doors whenever temperatures dip below freezing. Traditionally, Code Blue Saratoga has opened its doors at 20 degrees or during inclement weather. Michael Finacci, executive director of Shelters of Saratoga, the organization that oversees Code Blue Saratoga, says it's difficult keeping up with the increased traffic and need for volunteers.
It's a lot easier for Schenectady or Albany or Troy to do that at 32 degrees because they already have 24-hour facilities, which we don't have up here.
This week, though, Code Blue Saratoga was able to begin opening its doors at 32 degrees thanks in part to a new fundraising effort. The shelter is attempting to raise $32,000 to hire additional staff. The campaign was kicked off by an $8,000 grant by the United Way of the Greater Capital Region. Last December, Shelters of Saratoga also launched its Adult Daytime Drop-In Center, partially funded by a $5,000 grant from Bank of America. On Tuesdays, those in need can stop by to do their laundry, take a shower, and connect with support services. A youth drop-in center operates on Thursdays. Code Blue Saratoga was founded after a city homeless woman froze to death. Finacci says he hopes to never see that happen again.
That's somebody's mother, that's somebody's brother, that's out, somebody's sister, somebody's father that's out there. And, you know, bottom line is they're humans. They're human beings. Okay. Just because they have some problems, some issues, doesn't mean they're outcasts.
For more information on Code Blue Saratoga and how to volunteer, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.